That's Thin Lizzy and the Boys Are Back in Town. Now, we have played this particular charity CD before here on the programme. They made one about 2 years ago. They made one about a couple of years before that and a couple of years before that. So it could well be that your children or grandchildren have sung on this particular charity record. It's a group of people in Felixstowe from different churches who've come together to raise money for Tear Fund, the charity, and have done it by getting youngsters to record a CD. They do a DVD, a video of them as well. There's a big show at the Spa Pavilion. It started in Felixstowe, but it's now spread to include Ipswich and Woodbridge young people too. And we thought we'd follow that idea through this time. About 4 years or so ago, I went along to Trimley on a Saturday when they got one of the groups to come together to record the children all singing. But we thought, what happens before that? So we are literally going to follow through the whole thing. The stage they've reached at the moment is the music is written for this year's Christmas CD. It's awful to be talking about Christmas already. It's quite incredible. But they obviously had to plan a long way ahead. The music is written and they're now putting together the CD, which goes out to the schools to tell them what songs should sound like that the children are going to learn. And I went along to recording night for that a little earlier in the week. So we're going to hear that in just a little while, see how far, find out a bit more about this charity record, how it's all put together, and start off our journey alongside them as they put together this. Last year they raised £20,000. That's amazing, isn't it? From this CD, video and concerts. £20,000. They're hoping to equal, if not better, that this year. And schools will be approached very soon. So youngsters in your family could be asked if they want to appear on this CD quite shortly. We'll find out how it's going in just a moment. First, here's Dire Straits and Your Latest Trick. 16 and a half minutes past three is the time. Now, I mentioned about this CD that they're just starting to record. Andy Rayner is the leader of the Heaven to Earth project. And the other night I went along to his home where he has a studio to find out how it's all going.
You've done this before, haven't you?
Yeah, this is actually the, I'm just thinking, this is the fourth main project we've done over the last 12 years with the schools in the surrounding area.
How did it come about originally?
Right, there was actually a young lad in Felixstowe. He was young at the time, he's still involved, but grown up now. He was 16 and his name is Tim Cooper, and he went to Maidstone Road Baptist Church in Felixstowe, and he came up to me one day with an idea to actually record their youngsters at their church for a Christmas cassette. And this was back in 1993, I think it was, so quite a while ago. And we kind of took that idea and recorded about 100 children from a couple of schools and a few churches in Felixstowe that year. And really, the project grew from then. 3 years after that, we did Let the Bells Ring Out in 1996, and where we involved, 300 or 400 children. And we then did Countdown for the King in 1999, which was a millennium-focused one. And then in 2002, we did For Unto Us, A Child Is Born. And the main thing that we did that was different on that one was to actually, as well as involving Felixstowe, was to actually go to Woodbridge and Ipswich and kind of have satellite projects running there as well, and actually work with lots of children in the Woodbridge and Ipswich areas as well. So
I must tell you that I'm involved with the Sunday Club at my church. And at Christmas time, we did the children's party, and we hadn't had a party for years, but we had a Christmas party, and we got a bunch of CDs out of the cupboard, we put it on, we brought them in from home, and we had it for, all the party games, the old-fashioned traditional party games. And one of them was For Unto Us. And we put it on, and the children just stopped and went, yes, we know this one, we were on it. And they were so excited because we were playing their CD.
Absolutely. Well, it's quite staggering. On For Unto Us, there were over 1,000 children singing on it. So, there's a lot of children who have been involved. And actually, one of the young soloists we've got here this evening, Catherine, is actually, as an even younger young lady, has been involved in actually singing on the CDs as well.
Let me have a word with Catherine there. So, Catherine, I mean, what do you remember about that first recording?
I just remember that it was really, really good fun, and we all felt very important, and that we were singing on a CD, and that our mums and dads got to come and see us in the show, and it was very, very good, from what I can remember.
The standard of music is really high, isn't it?
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was just really top quality stuff.
Yeah, and really sort of trendy, young, lively music.
It is. It was at the time, yeah.
And will it be this time?
Yeah, it definitely is this time.
Definitely is this time. You actually write it, don't you?
Yeah, well, we've tended to write some of the songs, and that's kind of evolved a little bit as we've personalised the whole project more and more. So I think the first year we wrote one song specifically for it, whereas I think on this year's CD, out of the 17 songs, I think 7 of them are ones that we've specifically written. Others are traditional Christmas classics and other really good contemporary Christmas songs that we've taken from other people.
You've got a couple more members of your team here. Tell me who else is here.
Yeah, okay, I've got Andy Thomas here, and he's actually coordinating the publicity for the whole project across all three towns this year.
So, Andy, is that a hard job? Bear in mind you've got, what, 1,000-plus people involved. Surely they're going to spread the word themselves.
Well, it's quite complicated. There are, I guess, a lot of people to involve and a lot of areas to get involved with. I know the Felixstowe area quite well, but getting to understand how to interact with people in Woodbridge and Ipswich is slightly harder. So I'm trying to find out how to best sort of get contact with parents in particular, probably, who will be interested in knowing that this is coming up, may want to get their children involved and won't want to enthuse their children. And really that's who we're trying to approach at the moment. And then as we get nearer to the project, we'll focus more and more on publicity to the children, because they're the ones that we want to get involved at that stage.
For the concerts and for selling the CDs.
And that's going to be the fun part, because we need to sell a lot of CDs. The aim here is we make money by selling CDs, we make money by having the concerts, and all of the money does go to Tear Fund, it goes to charity. Nobody does this for any money, so it's all voluntary. And therefore, every penny that we make does go to Tear Fund. And we're well aware of the Make Poverty history. We're well aware of many of the problems in a number of countries around the world at the moment. So getting the publicity, getting people aware so that if they can buy the CDs, they can go to the concerts, they are going to have a good time, they're going to get a good CD, and they're going to be raising money for charity.
Can't ask more than that, can we? Another member of the team here?
Yep, this is Sam. Sam's actually not been involved before, but he's a very, very good young male singer, and the song we were going to be recording this evening needs a good young male vocal on it, so we've drafted Sam in from Woodbridge to come and help us.
Okay, so Sam, are you involved with what, school or church at Woodbridge or what?
I'm involved with a church called St John's in Woodbridge, and my brother has done a lot of work with Mr Rayner here. So I've just got to know Andy through that. And yeah, so it's my first time.
Okay, have you made a CD before?
No, I'm planning to go into a bit of a solo career and release my own. Yeah.
Oh, this will be great for the demo tape, won't it?
Yeah, this is just the start.
I like that, the voice of confidence. So what you're recording now is the CD of the music, so that when it goes into the schools, the teachers have got an idea of what it should sound like.
Yeah, I mean, in some ways it's been a really crazy Christmas year, because straight after Christmas we started writing some songs, and then when it got to March we actually started recording this, and we're now in early May, and we've got to the stage where we've probably recorded about 50% of the music ready to be ready to be put the children on top of, as it were, is the final bit. There's a teaching CD we've got to prepare by the end of June. What we're doing this evening specifically is actually recording some bits of lead vocal that some of these teenagers are actually recording on top of that the children are going to be singing along with.
So right.
That's the aim for this evening.
And we can hear a little sneak preview, can we?
Absolutely we can. Yeah, the specific song we're recording this evening is what I call like our Do They Know It's Christmas Time Band-Aid type song. So it's a song talking, it's called We Can Make a Difference in the World. And it's actually saying, you know, what can we do, but actually each of us can make a significant difference into some people's lives across the world.
And we can follow this story through, can we?
Absolutely. We look forward to you coming and joining us when we get into the autumn, when it'll feel a little bit more like we're heading towards Christmas. And that'll be when we're actually recording the children and filming them for the DVD, and then for the concerts when we get into December, and it really will be Christmas.
Yeah, I'll come on to one of the schools when you get to that stage. But for the moment, we've got to pretend it isn't May. This is Christmas, because we'll start singing our first Christmas song for 2005 on BBC Radio Suffolk in May.
Christmas is time for our giving and caring. Families gather and friends draw near. Now is the season for loving and sharing in all the fun at this time of year.
Good, that's much better. I think you need to be slightly more, you know, be a bit more dramatic. Bit more over the top.
Yeah, that's fine.
In your pronunciation and your feel, you know, say it like you with a bit more mean.
With a bit more passion.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Two, three.
Christmas, the day is just like any other. For many people just struggling to live. Sometimes it feels like there's too many problems. What should we do and to whom should we give?
That was really good, I like that. Okay. That was a good take. That's excellent, excellent.
Thank
right,
you.
Okay. Let's get, should we do Sam's vocal verse bits and then we'll do the choruses.
And for loving and sharing. In all the fun at this time of year.
And yet as we feast there our millions go hungry. Through every day countless lives are laid bare. Peace and goodwill I proclaim for all nations. It's time to show that we care.
We can make a difference.
So that's the start of the recording, a little taste there. They've got to have all the children singing in the choirs and the different schools and everything else will come together. We will go. It's a work in progress, but if that's something to go by, I think it's going to be a great CD when it comes out at Christmas, just before Christmas. We're going to follow the story through. And I know that felixstowetv.co.uk is also following the story through because they were there filming me doing the recording. I've just taken a look at their website. I can't see the pictures up yet. My apologies, I've missed them. But keep an eye on Felixstowe TV on your websites as well. Do you know wherever I go in Felixstowe? They're there. Following me round, I think. But there. Good luck to everyone involved with Heaven to Earth project. They've got their own website as well, so check out all the details. heaventoearth.co.uk. And we will be following them here on BBC Radio Suffolk.